eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is what the Buffalo Bills need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Chris Trapasso from With the First Pick here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 28th overall. All right, Traps, let's get to it. Fire up the mock draft database simulator, number 28. The draft is going. Please let Caleb Williams fall to 28 because we need a quarterback desperately. All right, Chris, you're a resident Bills fan. You're going to be driving this ship here. What do the Bills need at 28?
Wide receiver is the most obvious need, but we've probably talked about that a lot. We've heard about that a lot. Defensive tackle is still a need, even after re-signing Daquan Jones and Ed Oliver's on the contract extension. So along the defensive line, and I think even edge rusher and safety, even though they just signed Mike Edwards, they have to replace Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. So outside of wide receiver, it would probably be on the defensive side, really any position outside of linebacker.
All right, let's see what we have at defensive line. Harry. Oh, gosh, Braden Fisk. I love him. I don't know if I love him this high. Devondre Sweat, I'm not taking this high. Chris Jenkins.
No, I wouldn't take any of those that high. I mean, Fisk, like you're saying, is the one that's enticing. He's kind of got the Kyle Williams vibe to him.
All right, that's a great call. Let's see if he's there at 60. All right, hit the all button, producer Harry, and let's not overcomplicate this.
What about wide receiver? Ooh, Darius Robinson's interesting.
Yeah, Darius Robinson, I like his wide receiver.
Just check the receivers and see who's there.
So, Ladd McConkey, like, I think Ladd McConkey would be awesome. Coleman's still there. Keon Coleman's a better Gabe Davis, in my opinion. I don't know how you feel about that.
I would lean either McConkey. What about safety? Well, actually, there's probably not a safety there that's worth this pick. What do you think about Ladd McConkey, Ryan?
I love it.
I think after bringing in Curtis Samuel, you don't necessarily need the speed with Xavier Worthy. So let's go Ladd McConkey. He can be the number two and then eventually the number one in Buffalo.
All right. So now we can see about safety. We can see about Braden Fisk at 60.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Malachi Corley's still there. That would be something.
Yeah, that's the thing with this wide receiver group that it's like, should you wait?
I'm okay doing what they did. Peyton Wilson is there. I don't know how you feel about that.
What about, let's check the D-line, either edge or defensive tackle, because I think those are the biggest.
I like Michael Hall Jr. too. He feels like this is right in the range for him. What's that edge position, Harry? Nealon, I like him. I don't know if I like him this high. Adisa Isaac is interesting. I like Jonah Ellis. He didn't work out during the pre-draft process, I think, because of injuries. And do the safeties real quick just for fun. Cam Kitchen, Rance Lowe, Javon Bullard, I love. Kalen Bullock, I like a lot.
I think there's better value at the safety class a little later, don't you? Like Jaden Hicks and Bullock, like a lot of those could be available even in the fourth round. So go back to the D line.
Are we going
to
do Michael Hall Jr.?
Let's do Michael Hall Jr. To kind of be that other pass rusher next to Ed Oliver.
Yep. I don't hate it. He is so twitchy.
Okay, got to wait. All right. Wait to 128. This is where I think Brandon Bean would trade up, by the way. From that big gap from 60 to 128, they have like five fifth rounders. I don't think they're going to make all those picks on day three. This is could be where they would trade up.
Yeah, they have 11 picks. We're two down, nine to go. This is the what I like to call the Baltimore Ravens range, where they have 4,000 picks in rounds four and five.
All right, we're at 128. Lau, maybe we should look at the safeties, because I do think that is still in need, even after re-signing.
I mean, they don't need a tight end. Ben Sinnott's on the board. He's not going to be there at 128, but I would just take him for fun. But that's – all right, so safeties, Sione Vaki, Bo Braid, James Williams. James Williams, I liked his tape. I didn't love his
– me too.
Pre-draft Senior Bowl workout.
What about what about Edge now? And they bring back – Mo Kamara, but he's not really the type that the Bills – you know what the Bills normally do? I don't know if they do it this early. Well, it's the fourth round. Jalix Hunt, they like those freaky, long, kind of raw guys like Spencer Brown and Dawson Knox, even Josh Allen. Jalix Hunt, what do you think about him? Is this a little early for him, Ryan?
So let me double check. I want to make sure. He transferred. He's an Ivy League guy. I think he went to Cornell. He was a safety. And the arrow's pointing up on him. He's twitchy, and it's just going to take him a couple years. You have 1,000 fourth round picks. I say take him, and then you can circle back to the other.
Yeah, he feels like a Bills prototype, like just from what I've just been talking about, that they like those twitchier projects. And they have Greg Russo. They re-signed AJ Epinesa, and they're still the kind of ghost of Von Miller still on the roster. So let's go Jalix Hunt at 128.
Yeah, maybe a little high, but if you like him, you like him.
And now we're probably already back at 133.
You are back on the clock.
Now let's check safety.
Vaki's still there. Scroll down a little bit just for fun.
Let's see if there's some other guys.
I love Evan Williams as an in-the-box guy, but we can probably wait on him.
They need more range at safety.
Yeah.
We're getting into some guys I haven't even watched yet, to be honest. Kenny Logan. Dominique Hampton had a really good pro day or a really good combine. And Tyler Owens is the guy that jumped, 12 feet, 1 inch at the combine.
He doesn't believe in planets, but he's certainly pretty fast on this planet. So that just depends on.
Maybe, what are you thinking here other position-wise, Ryan?
Hit the all button. Let's see what's best available here because we're sort of in that range. I don't think you need Michael Pratt. Not because he's not a good player, just because you have Josh Allen.
What about Roger Rosengarten? Just
to
be that new, because they're moving David Edwards, who is kind of the swing, jumbo, tackle, extra guy, into a starting role, and he's been up and down in his career. I think Rosengarten would be just a good, like, can play that role in a pinch early and then eventually be, like, the starting guard or just another piece on the offensive line. I don't think that would be a bad idea here.
No, take him. And the thing is, with Roger is the – unfortunately for him, his worst game came in the last game of the season.
Against Michigan, yeah.
He has some good tape. He had a pretty good Senior Bowl, so I'm fine with that. All right. You know, I was laughing about Michael Pratt. Let me ask you this. So, Mr. Trubisky, let's be real. He stinks, okay? Great guy. Terrible as a starter. I don't know how many years he has left. Are you okay with just anybody being Josh Allen's backup? Because I actually like Michael Pratt. I think he's a pretty good athlete.
I do, too. And I think here at 144, of course, wouldn't be the Bills' biggest need. I think they would have others. But
he could beat out. He could beat out Mr. Trubisky.
He could, and he gives that running ability that I don't think that Trubisky had the 1 year in Chicago, but not really after that. Let's just check the safeties one more time, see if there's anyone that seems like better value. What about?
I mean, I like Vaki. He's just, you know, he's limited.
How about James Williams here? Yeah. They lost Saran Neal. Can kind of be that in the box safety, special teamer, gunner.
He's a tweener, so right.
He's a tweener. He's a tweener, but I think that would be another one that would kind of interest the Bills because they do like those longer, bigger athletes that they feel.
Best
like they
case,
can mold.
He's Talanoa Hufanga, and that's not a bad thing.
There you go. Yeah, let's go James Williams, and then we'll see if Pratt is still there.
All right, hit the all button. Oh, Shipley's still there. That's hysterical.
Oh, it looks.
Oh, we lost Pratt.
We lost Pratt.
That's all right. All right.
So now, and I mean, at this point, it's not necessarily filling needs because these are later picks. It's just players that you like. Is there anyone that jumps out there, Ryan?
I mean, Luke Caffrey. These guys are all athletes. Shipley's a good athlete. Mo Kamara's still there if you want to get a situational pass rusher. Jaheim Bell, Shaw Smith-Wade is a good football player. The cornerback out of Washington State.
Let's go there because he can kind of do anything. He could be like a nickel guy. He could eventually switch to safety. And I think just adding more to the secondary makes a lot of sense there.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going rapid fire here with 160, 163. This is in the fifth round. I like Mo Kamara a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's do Mo Kamara.
I think he doesn't really fit what the Bills have liked, but I feel like it's time for them to kind of go with a smaller, bendier edge rusher. And at 163, you're kind of throwing darts at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if you get someone who's twitched up off the edge, I'm never going to complain about that.
You want to check back? I mean, I'm seeing Jordan Travis.
Hey, what about this?
What's that?
What about Jordan Travis?
I know. I was just thinking like corner or quarterback position. Can you just check, Harry, what any other quarterbacks that are there? There's probably no one outside of Jordan Travis that would really.
I like Carter Bradley. Carter Bradley actually feels like a Josh Allen type. He has a big arm. He's a pretty big player. But I think he's closer to Tyson Bagent than he is to
You know what? Let's go Jordan Travis. He doesn't even have to. I mean, with Trubisky there, he doesn't really even have to like be in the contention to be the number two this year. But down the road could eventually be the backup. He kind of feels like a future backup.
Teron Hopper, I love as a up-ball linebacker. He is a crazed Tasmanian devil.
He plays. And the Bills usually like to throw darts at linebackers later, and he would fit the mold of like the smaller, athletic, just twitched up type that the Bills like.
Sideline to sideline thumper.
Yep.
All right, let's do Teron Hopper there at the top. Producer Harry, what pick are we on now? We've got two to go, man. We're burning
two
through this.
Two to go. We've
all right.
Cruising through this.
I need to double check Marcus Roseme Jack Saints 40 time because the one I saw at his pro day was glacial. So I don't want to call him out and in case it was misprinted, but it was something. It looked like Jake Bobo type numbers, which is not great. Although Jake Bobo turned out pretty well his rookie season. Dallin Holker, I like a lot, but again, how many tight ends do you need on this roster?
What about running back here? This is like where I would throw a dart at a running back in the seventh round.
I saw Dylan Johnson's name earlier. Let's see if he's still there. Ooh, Tyron Tracy
and McClellan. I don't mind either of those two.
All right, whichever one floats your boat.
Let's go Tracy. Played some receiver. Now he's a running back. Pretty explosive. Seventh rounder. Kind of makes sense.
Last time that we had 50 picks, we let producer Harry pick a long snapper at with the last pick.
I can't do that. I can't. I could never. I would never. I'm kind of like, I think Pete Prisco's worn off on me to like never pick kickers and punters.
Yeah, he went long snapper. He mixed it up. Anything pop here? Anthony Gold, I like as a slot receiver. Josh Proctor is just a body at safety. If you want to check that box.
I got one. Dwight McGluthern. Have you watched him?
I love him.
He's good, man. Like I feel like he could play safety eventually in the NFL, but he was at LSU, transfers to Arkansas and had like some of his best games, like against the best competition against LSU last season.
I think he goes way higher than this.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be there in the seventh.
All right. I'll recap some of the top here. Lat McConkey, I love. Michael Hall Jr. I think is going to be a lot of fun, especially in that defense. Jalen Hunt is sort of a flyer, but huge upside. Roger Rosegarden can play right tackle, maybe kicks inside. Another name that I like here, I'll go Shaw Smith-Wade, the cornerback who can provide some depth early on, and Jordan Travis. All right, Traps, that's a wrap on the Bills. Perfect draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube. Download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.